And starting where else but with an extraordinary set of events in the men's fourth round of the Australian Open, where the Czech seventh seed Tomáš Berdych was booed off the Hisense Arena after an ill-tempered fourth round victory over Nicolas Almagro. The booing started after Berdych refused to shake hands with the Spaniard after winning the match 4-6, 7-6, 7-6, 7-6 to set up a quarter-final showdown with Rafael Nadal. He declined because he felt that the 10th seed, Almagro, had deliberately blasted a return at his head during the fourth set. Well, here's a bit of the rally, followed by the commentator's opinion on the incident, then Berdych's rather futile attempt at a post-match interview.
Oh! It's all fair.
Yeah, it was the right shot.
Went ballistic towards Berdych at the end of the game with the Czech refusing to shake Almagro's hand.
I think when you have a point and somebody wants to hit you straight to your face.
So, no disguising the feelings of the crowd there. But what of Almagro? In his post-match press conference, the Spaniard made it clear that he was only acting within the rules.
Did you try to hit him with the ball?
I tried to win the point.
He replied, yeah.
I tried to win the point.
Do you feel you have anything to apologize?
Me?
Yes.
Why?
I'm just putting it to you because he was gross.
As to him?
Did you say anything to Tomáš afterwards?
Me? Yes. Sorry. After the point, I won the point. I said sorry to him 3 or 4 times. And after that, you can ask to him, not to me.
Well, Berdych seems to have backtracked a bit, saying that after the game, both players have made mistakes and that the incident was already in the past. Well, Berdych goes on to play Almagro's compatriot Rafael Nadal in the last 8 on Tuesday, knowing that he'll do well to reverse a trend of 9 successive defeats against the Spaniard. He's shown he's a great tennis player, said Berdych. He deserves to be in the position he's in, maybe even higher. So for me, it's going to be extremely tough. In the women's fourth round, the Czech number one, Petra Kvitová, remains in contention for the WTA top spot after defeating everyone's favourite Serb, Anna Ivanovic, 6-2, 7-6. As the Wimbledon champion acknowledged after the match, the decisive second set was extremely difficult.
I'm really happy that I won the second set because in the end it was very tough to come back and I lucky that I'm not played the third set. You know, the serving in the 5-4 in the second set, you have to do it. And unfortunately, I lost the game by 40 love. So it was really easy for Anna to play like this. And then, you know, it was really tough to get back and be focused on every point when I sat on the chair in 6-5 in my serve. So it was really tough to get back, but fortunately, I did it.
Well, Kvitová now faces the unseeded Sara Errani of Italy for a place in the last 4. The other Czech in the fourth round, Iveta Benešová, was soundly beaten by the third seed from Bielorussia, Victoria Azarenka. And that's the sport.